we expect that our teams who are will be in the courts will brief us after the ruling on exactly what the courts would have said. They will make the arguments, and our team will also respond to those arguments. And I'm sure the court will then agree on when the matter will then be dealt with soon.
The lower court ruling said that they were disqualifying you because you had not been in the country for 18 months.
Well, that position is what we contested, and we went to the Supreme Court. We appealed to the Supreme Court, which basically nullified the position of the lower court. The Supreme Court on Tuesday sat down with our representative and the other litigants, and they agreed on discussing and arguing on the agency tomorrow. And thereafter, then the court would then set a date for the argument based on the issues, basically because we have objected and we have appealed to the higher court, saying that we think the judge misdirected himself in the judgment that he made.
Mr. Kasuku Were, how do you view the elections, the August elections coming up? How important do you think they are for Zimbabwe?
These elections are very, very critical. They should, one, mark Zimbabwe's emergence out of the coup. In other words, we must secure the coup, allow free and fair elections to be held so that the will of the people can be expressed. It's essential as we seek to bring back our country into the Committee of Nations for us to conduct elections with very minimal disputes so that we can restore and start to see our country move forward.
Why do you think the Elections Commission is concerned about you registering? I mean,
the incumbent president is scared. He knows I'll defeat him. And so he's running scared and he's pulling all stops to try and delay my campaigns as well as to try and frustrate my candidature. He knows what awaits him in terms of the support base and that he'll be defeated.
Thank you so much, sir. A pleasure to speak with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.